was a very spoiled person. I had a fantastic youth taken care of, and a family, extraordinary family in Quebec. And I met that man, Maurice Archer, and he was extraordinary. You know, if you can look on my desk there, you see he has La Médaille du Canada, and with Madame Sauvé, and they were good friends since childhood, you know. She, aside from that, then I started following. I had five children. You know, I must have done something good in my life. I don't know what it is. But to deserve five good children like this, not one, you know, that I'd say would have pained me, or they always were there to offer to help me. They're still the same, you know, at my age. I have a son living here, George. He settled my desk, all my bills, my Christmas cards, my everything, you know. So I looked at him and I said, I must have done something good sometimes. Well, that's a bit. And then my husband died, and I started building houses. You will see in Knowlton, they're all built in Knowlton. They are pink stucco. You will recognize some. One has painted ochre. That's about the only one. All the others are pink in Conference and all those. In the village here, you know. And I would live in one, and then when they build another one and sell the one that I was. So I think I've made about seven. My husband died, and I started realizing that I was getting a little bit old, and I couldn't live all by myself. I had a sore back. That's an old history. And I decided to look around in a way to live. So I ventured around. I was driving the car, and I came here, and I liked it. So I told them I would come. So I came, and I took an apartment on the second floor. But in those days, we couldn't park in the front. We had to park over there with the help. And with my bad back, I couldn't walk in winter. The doctor told me it was too dangerous. If I fell, I would be finished. So I told that to the person in charge, and I said, I would have to have a parking space in the front. She said, we cannot do that. So I said, I will have to leave. Mm-hmm. So I went in another place on, they have just closed it recently. And I was there, and it was terrible. I could hear my neighbor or TV. The balcony was for everybody passing by. I had a friend living on one of the story of that building, and we were eating down in the dining room. She said, I have a peeping Tom in my bedroom. I said, what are you telling me? She said, yes, he comes, walk on the balcony, and stop and peek in the windows. So that finished me. I went to see my doctor, and I said, what can we do about it? I cannot live there any more longer. Otherwise, I was well. The room was perfect, but I couldn't live like that. He wrote me a letter that I need more help, and so we'll have to different moment. I came back here to get some papers that I needed, and it was not the one that is at the moment, but the one before. She looked at me and she said, "Mrs. Archer, we have a good apartment for you. It's all been renovated." And I said, "Well, you know very well that I cannot come back because I cannot park my car over there." She said, "We will give you one place in the front." I was the first one that started people parking in front of the entrance. Now, when my children come to see me, they say, "Mother, there's no more place to park. Every tenant has a garage there." Well, I came back, and then I fell, and I couldn't drive the car anymore. And I sold my car, and I'm living here. Oh, yes, I like it, you know. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. It's not like home. Okay. Nothing is like home. But you must accept in life the changes in your life. That's what I... And sometimes it's not easy. I had two friends. Myna Tucker was one of them. She was with Tempo. Okay. And she wrote articles, and she sold us a piece of land that she had, and we were good friends. And she came here. She never admitted to live here. She died after 3 months. I had another one, Barbara McDougall. She was living on the road where the church is. You know, I would go over to a place, play bridge, and she had a big build up, you know, like that, but practically all of her wall, you know, was full of pictures of the family and furniture that belonged to her family, and she didn't take anything. It was not necessary. I couldn't understand her. I said to her, "You've got to accept." She said, "It's not possible." They found her lying in her garden that she had fell, you know, and they put her here because she couldn't do anything by herself. And this one also, after 3 months, she was dead. If you don't accept, then you live in a rut, you see, and you start disintegrating, not eating enough, not sleeping enough, become a little bit, your head starts turning, you know, because it's the process, you know. But if me, I've been here. I was here at 95, nearly 10 years, and I live very well. I don't have many friends, but I have a few people, and I'm happy when I come back up here, you know, do my crossword or listen to music, maybe a little bit of TV, but seldom before 5 o'clock. And in summertime, I have the balcony. Mm-hmm. In wintertime, if I dress very warmly, I will go out and a little bit on the terrace. But I don't think I will do that this winter. It's too, for me, you know, I'm too old and I get too cold. But anyway, so that's about all my life. I'm happy here. But, and I keep saying to the new ones, accept. It's not like home, I know, but it's the best place that you can get. You cannot think of home anymore. It's finished. This is your home. They don't like it all. All of them, they don't like it when I talk like that, but I find that I have to tell them that I don't cite the two examples that I gave you, but that's how they turned out. If we don't accept, we die. Longevité, you know, is a way of living. I don't wish it on anybody because every time we lose a little bit of something. We lose, if we fall, well, we lose manipulation. And if we have something wrong with the stomach and we don't recuperate completely because we're getting old. And being old stops us from recuperating. There's always a little bit of us that is left behind. So that's it.